We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the Keepersall Winery, an East Texas destination on the grounds of Keepersall Estates. 33 of our 44 presidents have served in uniform. Prior to Bill Clinton, the last president without uniform military service was Franklin Roosevelt. However, Roosevelt's lack of time in uniform was mitigated by the fact that he was Assistant Secretary of the Navy during World War I. Bill Clinton had no military service, a fact that might have crippled him as commander-in-chief had he not been the immediate inheritor of the brief interlude of relative calm following the end of the Cold War. The minor and limited deployments and humanitarian military efforts under President Clinton tested neither the president nor the resolve of the American people. That post-Cold War interlude came to an abrupt halt on September 11, 2001. America's vacation from history ended dramatically, and the world has not been calm since. Thus, in President Barack Obama, we are now forced to confront, for the first time in living memory, what a commander-in-chief with no military experience looks like when things get tense. The vision is not comforting. We knew when we elected him that Barack Obama has never worn a uniform. But what we may have failed to appropriately consider is that he would surround himself with people equally devoid of a military resume. Not only has practically no one in the Obama administration ever served in uniform, many, if not most, are openly condescending toward those that do. All of which creates a troubling juxtaposition at this very hour. Early this morning, President Obama took part in the observation of the 70th anniversary of the Allied D-Day landings in Normandy. As we remember that momentous undertaking, it's worth imagining how the operation might have gone if Barack Obama had been in charge at the time. To what degree would leading from behind have been effective in marshaling 2 million men to invade the European continent? To what extent would disappearing red lines have further emboldened Hitler and then later Stalin? In his remarks on the Allied D-Day campaign, the president this morning intoned in his now predictable and tired way. But in the immediate wake of two huge breaches of trust with the troops he commands, the VA scandal and now the monumentally bad decision surrounding the prisoner swap for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, his words land with a thud. 5.5 years of his presidency that include two recent scandals that involved the military has made clear that Obama has no idea of the real significance of D-Day, nor any idea of what it took for America's sons to do what they did. No idea at all. With the VA scandal and now Bergdahl, the Obama administration's military experience deficit is on stark display to the men and women of our armed services. It's also on display to bad actors around the world who would do us harm. Something to think about the next time we hire a president. That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter. At Paul Gleiser. It's going to be rather warm tomorrow, but you don't care. You don't care for two reasons. First, it's always cooler when you get away from the city. And second, it's always cooler when you're around lush green vegetation. All of which will apply when you head for the Keepersall Winery tomorrow. Once you get there, there are all sorts of options. The first is to visit the winery tasting room to try any of the wines in the Keepersall collection. As always, tell them I sent you and the nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. Then grab a glass or a bottle, go sit on the shade on the patio overlooking the beautiful green vineyard, and just relax. Or go for a nice lunch. The Keepersall Estates restaurant now offers a Saturday lunch. Perfectly sized selections for a relaxed Saturday afternoon lunch at relaxed Saturday afternoon prices. All of which again proves that Keepersall is an East Texas destination. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.